Remember once the back side window of my car was broken. It was totally cracked, a ball must have hit it. But I didn't clap for a while until I opened and slammed the door, and all of a sudden, what happened? It fell apart. But there was a thin film from like something that smeared over the window to dye it a little bit darker, to prevent the sun from coming in. That was holding it together. So that's what he did over here. It's not glass, it's cheres. But he smeared it with glolim, and that's holding the cracked pieces together. So what's the din with this kli cheres? Zok the Mishnah, avalpi even though. Shehu noitelet ha-glolim, if he would remove this like paste that he put on it, on the outside, it would totally fall apart. V'hacharasim noiflim, and the pieces of pottery will simply fall. Despite that, right now, tmeya. It's tummy. Why? Because l'maisa, he was misakin it before it fell apart. When he smeared this glue on it, it hadn't fallen apart yet. Aye, if you would have lifted it with a half a calf of groy gris, you would have been left with a bunch of broken pieces. But right now, as the Chazanish explains, it still has the tzura of a keli. But, says the Mishnah, if you have a barrel, nishba that totally broke, and the pieces actually fell down. And this is what he did. He's very handy. The dibak mimenu charsis, he's handy, must be talented also, because he glued together all the pieces and recreated the chavias. What did he use for glue? Here he used, says the Batanura, kailan shel seifrim. Seifrim have a kind of glue. Oy orsha hevi charsis, he brought pieces of pottery, miwakamacha, from someplace else, and he put together a puzzle. He took broken pieces of pottery, put together a puzzle, made a chavias out of it, utefalon, and then he smeared it beglolim, this outer coating. It doesn't have to be beglolim, it could have been betit with a kind of a lime. And he did such a good job, says the Mishnah, that even if you would take off the glolim, it would still stay in place. But it's not going to help. Avalbi, even though, that he connected it so well, shu noitel es glolim, if you would remove the glolim, and you're going to use this barrel, it would not break, vacheros and oimdim, the pieces of pottery will stay in place. We still say tahira, it is tahar. Why? Mipnei, because at the time that it broke, batel shem kli me'ala. The shame of a keli already became batel. And at this point, it's not right to be makabel tumah. So in both of these mishnayos, this mishnah and the previous mishnah, we see the yesod. Fix something before it falls apart, it's still called a keli. Even though it wasn't makabel tumah before you fixed it, but it didn't fall apart yet. But if you fix it after it fell apart, even though you put it back together again, it's not going to be makabel tumah. Once it loses its shem, even though right now you can use it, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Unless, says the Bat Tanura, you put it back into the oven, then it becomes totally a new keli. It's not called a broken keli anymore. So if you smeared it with the tit, it depends what he smeared it with, but if he smeared it with the tit, with the lime, and put it back into the oven, it's a brand new keli. From this point on, it's makabel tumah. Now the Mishnah tells us a very interesting halacha. Hoye becheres machzik revius, kula metamba b'marga, o kenegdar metamba b'avir. Hoye becheres. In this barrel that broke, and he glued together the pieces. So the Mishnah told us from this point on, it's not makabel tumah. But if before he glued together the pieces, there was one of the broken pieces that was shaped in such a way you could actually keep a revius of mashkim, a revius of liquid in it, and you can put it down on the table, self-supporting. So that one piece really could be makabel tumah. That's what's called a gistera. Now he went, he took this one piece that could be makabel tumah from the broken pieces, and it's part of the puzzle as he puts together all the pieces and glues it together, and yeah, you have a new keli. Zok the Mishnah, under these circumstances, kula metama b'maga. If I take this chavias, which again is made out of a bunch of broken pieces that were glued together, and a dead sheretz will touch one of the broken pieces over here, that are now part of the new glued together piece, the entire barrel will become tameh. Why? Because he glued everything together, so all the broken pieces here are connected to the one piece that was roi l'kabel tumah on its own. But that is only if the dead sheretz touched the actual wall of this newfound keli that was glued together. That's when I'm going to say it's all connected. What makes it all connected is a halacha we're going to learn about later called a yad. Literally a handle. A hand, a handle. Something that's a handle to something that's tameh in certain ways becomes tameh. So because this new barrel that he glued together is like a puzzle, each piece serves the other piece. In a puzzle, you need all the pieces. And because one of these pieces was roi lekabel tuma even before it was put together, all the other pieces are like a handle to this piece. And that's why it's connected. And should a dead sheretz touch the wall, they're all going to become tummy. But here's the chiddush. What if a dead sheretz didn't touch the wall? What if it was hanging down and it came down into the airspace? It's like the Mishnah, it depends where. Only o kenegdoi mitame ba'avir. In other words, I'm going to have to look very precisely and see which part of the airspace did the dead sheretz come into. Was it hanging into, let's say. If I know for a fact that this one piece of cheres that was roi for the revius, let's say, is toward the bottom, and the dead sheretz never came down that low, so it was never in the airspace of that cheres that was roi to receive mashka, it won't become tummy. Because that's the din with a yad. Everything else is just a yad. A yad could become tummy through direct contact, not through airspace. However, if let's say, I know for a fact, I'm looking at this new barrel, and I'm saying, oh, here's, that's the piece that was roi to be makabel revius before it was put in. And I see that the dead sheretz was hanging in its airspace, in the airspace of that particular piece. Then taka, the keli will become metama. So again, this new chavis that he glued together from broken pieces. If before he put the pieces together, one of the broken pieces, machzig revius, was able to hold the revius, so that was roi lekabel tumah, was able to hold the revius and was able to stand on its own. So what's going to happen is, now that you put it in as part of a puzzle into a new chavis, kula metama b'makir. Every part of the chavis is a yad, is like a handle to that one piece. And if the dead sheretz actually touches the wall, any part of the wall, even not that piece, for that it's one keli, everything will become tamei. However, if it's only dangling in the airspace but it doesn't touch the wall, or kenegdai, then it's only the space opposite the larger piece and has to penetrate into that wall in that piece particularly. That could make it tamei. But if it was hanging in the airspace of the other parts, it will not be in the time of the keli. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. Mishnah Dalid. We have a kli cheres, an earthenware barrel that has cracks in it. And we're lifting it. We're saying, uh-oh. You move this around with even a half a kav of dried figs in it, it's going to fall apart. So what did he do? He coated the outside with glolim to hold it together. Zakta Elga Mishnah. Even though once you take off this outside film of glolim, the charasim will fall apart, it's still tummy. Because it never lost the shem keli. It never actually fell apart. Could have, would have, should have, lamaisa, it didn't. And he was able to smear the glolim on it before it fell apart. I now only the glolim are holding it in place, doesn't make a difference. It's still a keli, it's roi lekabel tumah. On the other hand, if it mamish broke apart, and then he glues the pieces together, or stamaze, he brings pieces from some other place and glues them together and forms a barrel. And then he smears them with the glolim. So here the Mishnah says, even though he did such a good job that if he would take off the glolim, there's still enough adhesive, enough glue, that the pieces would stay together, it's tahira. The barrel is tar. Why? Because he did it after the Shem Keli was bottled from it. It lost its din of a Keli. And glue or dung doesn't turn a non-keli into a keli. But it saves a keli that's almost broken to maintain its status as a keli. And the Mishnah finished by saying that if this barrel that was glued together had a piece before you glued it together, one of the pieces could hold a revius of liquid. So that's roi lekabel tumah. And now you made it part of the puzzle. So everything else becomes a yad, like a handle to that one piece. And as a result, should a dead sheretz touch any part of this barrel, it would all become tameh through touching. However, if a dead sheretz dangled in the airspace, it would only become tameh if it was in the actual airspace opposite this piece. this larger piece that was roy to be Makabel Revius. If it was dangling in the airspace of the other part of the keli, if the mamash split the hair and say which part of the keli is it dangling, it's not opposite that piece, the keli does not become tummy, because that's the din of a yad. The rest of the keli is din of a yad to this one piece. A yad can only become tummy through maga, through actual touching, not through airspace.